Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Journal Entries. I wrote in my journal entry the other night something that I felt was profound, and I'm truly curious to hear how this lands with you and if you can resonate with it. The sentence that I wrote that I was like, okay, this needs to be a podcast episode. I ended it with, are moms living with more guilt and grief when they don't need to be, all because they don't stop to question it? They just accept this initial ping of like sadness and guilt and maybe even grief and this like feeling of time passing. I feel like so many moms can like relate to that feeling of like, oh my gosh, like the days are long, but the years are short. And there's so many emotions that come with that, but we don't stop to question the reality behind that. So we're just left sitting and sulking almost in this feeling. So I'm going to share with you the actual scenario that happened to me that allowed me to get to this question and help you through the moments where you might be feeling any of those things that I just mentioned. So this weekend, I had 100% responsibility for my son, Griffin. What I mean by that, because if you know me, you know I have full custody of him. So I always have 100% responsibility of him. But when I am with my parents, for example, or my sister, really anybody, whenever there's like an extra body there physically, I feel like that is enough for me to be like, okay, like there's somebody else there that's able to help distract Griffin, not distract, but like entertain Griffin. Like it's not just me. But this weekend, I'd say it was like 99% me, because on Friday night, I did have my aunt come over and we had like this little pizza party and it was really fun. But besides that, the rest of my family was out of town and plans fell through with friends that we were going to meet up with. And so it was just all me and Griffin. And you never really know how that's going to go. Sometimes it's nice and good and great, and other times it's meltdown after meltdown. And then I'm exhausted, which is not a good combination when he's still melting down and he isn't napping anymore. And you know, you never know. So it's Saturday afternoon and our initial plans were to go to a bounce house in the area. And we were going to go alone and then with friends. And then we were just kind of waiting for, I was waiting on Griffin really to want to go to this place. And he wanted to wait on a friend to go. I was like, okay, well, we'll see if they even want to go in general. So I was just kind of pushing it out. And in the meantime, he had asked me if I wanted to go to the cave. The cave is this place behind my house, and it's in between where I live and my parents' barn and farm behind our house. It's two grain bins that are split in half and they're just like laying down. And there's this little pavement area and trees are covering it. It's like an overgrown area. It is a pretty cool area that Griffin kind of like snuck into one time, and he calls it the cave. So he asks me to go with him to the cave and we sneak in there. He cleans out an area because I was like, sticks are hitting me as I'm trying to walk in. And he's like, I'll help you. It was super cute. And then there are rocks there. And he's like, you can sit here and I'll sit here. And we were sitting down for a very brief moment. And then he stood up and he started kind of exploring on his own and doing, you know, his own things with sticks and rocks. And we were also pet sitting my parents' dog, Bodie. So Bodie was here and they were hanging out. And it was like a surreal moment for a time, because it was maybe the first or one of the first times that I realized he wasn't asking me for anything. And I was able to just sit there and not like needing to carry him, not need to do anything. I wasn't being asked to move the rock, get the stick, do XYZ for him. I didn't need to walk through the burdock to carry him the whole time. I've always been needed. I've always been the hands-on mom, which I love. He's always relied on that for me. But this was one of the first times where he was like moving away from me and exploring on his own. And it was really cool to watch. I felt this brief moment of relief of like literally a deep sigh of like, this is like a beautiful moment. And like, so nice that I can be here and enjoy this time without breaking my back, without like, you know, all of those things. That moment of relief immediately followed by guilt and even grief as well of Griffin not needing me. I had flashed forward in my head to Griffin soon wanting to explore. I say explore, but you know, just go outside and hang out and play with friends instead of asking me. And I think that that was on my mind because we were waiting for friends to hang out with. And so in my head, I'm like, you know, he would rather be doing this with friends than with me. And so I was flashing forward to also when I was a kid, I remember being back in this cave area with my friends playing. And so I was just flashing forward to like him being with his friends and me not being there. And I felt so bad that I spent so much time almost like, quote unquote, wishing this time away and like wishing to not be needed, wanting to not be so needed. And so it was this very nuanced moment. And I started to leave my twin sister a voice message about this. Mid-voice message, I started to question it. If you ever downloaded my Breakthrough Blueprint, it's my 5-step journaling process that I use to question and just work through bigger emotions and situations. And I'll link it. It's totally free. I'll link it in the show notes for you. But it's like second nature to me now. And so I almost started doing that in my head while I was leaving this voice message. And so in the middle of this voice message, I started to kind of question what I was saying and what I was feeling. And I realized I actually haven't wished away this moment. I was clumping together this moment of hanging out with Griffin in the cave and whatnot with all of the other moments of exploration with Griffin, which we've had so many, but again, I've always been needed. And so I was clumping it together where it was all one thing. And I just had the realization, like, I have not yet experienced this moment of me being able to sit back and watch and relax and enjoy him, like watching him is a new moment. And so I actively chose to see this as that new moment that I now get to experience. I know that there will be future moments that Griffin wants to hang out with friends and go exploring with friends, but this moment is the season that we're in right now, where I do get to explore with him and watch him go on adventures. And I'm loving it. I am here for it. I love that I'm not needed 24/7. I'm still heavily needed, just a little note for that, but I'm not needed 24/7. And it's incredible. It's an amazing feeling. And I'm not ashamed. I started off this emotional roller coaster feeling like guilt and grief and shame even too for what I was feeling of not wanting to be needed, but then wanting to be needed. And, you know, this very nuanced moment to then getting so much clarity on the fact that this is a new experience and it hasn't been wished away yet because I've never even felt it, to really allowing myself to enjoy this and to being able to separate my past experiences from the current experience that I'm in. And just realizing that I haven't wished away any of the moments at all. In fact, there are difficult parts to all phases of motherhood, but staying super present in the moments where you can, not every breathing moment, but just the moments where you can, where you have that mental capacity and emotional capacity so that you can reflect back and remember those times, that's what helps you realize that all of it is growth. The very last thing I wrote in that journal entry that day was, I love that I ended this weekend with 100% responsibility, not completely and utterly depleted. And that shows growth on both my end and Griffin's end. Like, I'm doing a ton of growth and I know that, but so is Griffin. He's growing and he's learning a lot. So if you are in one of those either seasons or just a tricky time emotionally where you are feeling that sense of guilt or shame or grief in motherhood, and like time is just passing you by, and you're in this, like, I feel like it's a cycle that you almost can't get out of because you're always thinking like this time is passing and I need to stay present. Like, it's, you're almost always in the lack mindset. You can't be present because you're constantly thinking and fearing that this time is slipping away from you. So you're always trying to catch up without being able to be in the present moment. And the feelings attached to that usually are guilt and shame and lack and grief. So if that is you, first and foremost, stop to question if that's truly valid or if it's your mind tricking you. If you need some guidance on that, set up a quick 30-minute call with me. I would love to guide you on how to actually break through that mental chatter that's convincing you that, you know, you can't be present and that you can't enjoy the time that you have with your kids in this moment. And I'll walk you through exactly how to do that. This month, I'm opening up my calendar to 2 calls a week. I did my first post on social media about this yesterday at the time of this recording. And those 2 calls were taken up within like 6 hours. So if you're interested, DM me on Instagram at samantha.s.says or shoot me a message wherever you follow me, and I'll let you know when my next opening is. I will also attach the free Breakthrough Blueprint guide because that is what I used to kind of walk myself through it mentally and what I still use to this day when journaling through bigger emotions in bigger situations where I just feel stuck. I'm stuck in that state of confusion, or I have a decision that I need to make, or I'm just, you know, that feeling of just like you can't break out of it and you need some guidance on getting to the end point. And the way that I journal is always ending with steps to get you to where you want to be and to get you to even how you want to feel, the feelings that you want to feel. I was on a podcast recording. Somebody else was interviewing me and she was like, I love how strategic it is. It's like strategic journaling. And I'm like, yes, that's the perfect word to describe it. It's like putting strategy behind your emotions, which is so difficult to do. It's like, because our emotions aren't tangible, but when you are a logical person like myself, it's super helpful in understanding what it is that you want, what it is that you need, and how to actually get it. No matter what season of motherhood that you are in, know that you are growing too, and that you are creating your own motherhood. You get to determine how it looks and how it feels. Take ownership of that. And be proud of the work that you're already doing. Be proud of journaling and the development that you are putting into the childhood that you're creating for your children and the motherhood that you're creating for yourself. Again, I would love to know how this lands for you and if you feel like you've ever gotten stuck in that sense of guilt or shame or really any emotion in motherhood, or if you've actually stopped to question it and been able to pull yourself out of it as quickly as I did. I would love to hear your experience. And if you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you left a few stars on Spotify or on Apple. You can click on write a review as well. Thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.